You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Part of the world's largest radio telescope is under construction, which will help answer some of the biggest questions of humanity.
What's a mezzanine?
It's like a loge.
What's a loge?
Oh, hey, what's with all the questions?
About gravity.
Peter, how are you doing that? Come down.
I can't. I get help. Call somebody. Call a scientist.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And I said, Ron, you can beat this guy. Let's go. By the way, couldn't have never gotten the nomination. He would be working in either a pizza parlor place.
Where's Ron?
He's making pizza.
With respect to the definition of operational control, I do not use the definition that appears in the Secure Fence Act. The way I define it is maximizing the resources that we have to deliver the most effective results. And we are indeed doing that.
Just because you keep saying it doesn't make it so.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to join us here this afternoon. Every weekday afternoon, we'll be talking about the shooting and climate change, and they got some other stories about a rapper being sued in Ohio. His name is Afro Man. I just read the news. I don't make it up. I can't make it up because I'm not that good with my imagination. All right, time now for the Chump Line.
What's your emergency?
I'm calling from the Red Arrow Diner. Chris Christie just came here for breakfast. He ate all of our bacon and sausage and hash browns and muffins and waffles and pancakes. It's the worst thing I've seen since John Kasich was here. Oh, the humanity.
But what's your emergency?
He said he's coming back for brunch.
Better get some of those steaks out in front of the Dunkin' Donuts or they'll be wiped out next. By the way, did you see that he went up to St. Anselm's College, Chris Christie, and he said, you better have me on the stage with Trump because I'm the only one who can take Trump out the way I took Marco Rubio out. I mean, is that the highlight of his political career? I mean, he was governor of New Jersey, a big state for 8 years, and it seems like that's how he's promoting his candidacy, that he took Marco Rubio out, which, again, was a very memorable moment in the televised debate, presidential debate history, but that's what you're running on? I don't think that'll work.
Just give me all the bacon and eggs you have. Wait. I worry what you just heard was, give me a lot of bacon and eggs. What I said was, give me all the bacon and eggs you have. Do you understand?
I'm thinking of Jack Nicholson's famous line in Five Easy Pieces. We won't get into that. But Taylor, see if you can find that sound cut with him with Marco Rubio. You just heard the memorized 24-second sound cut. I mean, it was devastating, and it destroyed Marco Rubio's campaign. The next day, a robot was chasing him around New Hampshire. It was pretty funny. But again, is that what you want on your tombstone? I mean, it was a good. It's like having a good dance at a wedding or a quip at a bachelor party. But that's it. That's all you got. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie.
If the government takes away my gas bill, should I replace it with a solar or a wind-powered one?
Now, how about if your air conditioning unit is powered by solar or wind? Is that going to be okay with Brandon?
First, they'll come after your gas stoves, and you'll say nothing because you use electric. Then I'll come after your washing machines, and you'll say nothing because you go to the laundromat. And finally, I'll go after your AC, and there will be no one to speak for you because Democrats control the media.
You know, I thought about another part of the banning of air conditioning. You know, before they had air conditioning in Florida, there was nobody but alligators down here and a few Seminoles. That was about it. Air conditioning came in. Now there's 22 million people, and it's the reddest state in the union, probably after Oklahoma. They'd like to do something about that. You New Yorkers, you people from Illinois, you people from Minnesota, Massachusetts, Connecticut, you think you're moving down to Florida? We're going to take away your air conditioning. Let's see how you like July and August then. Pow! Get ready, pal!
And let's dispel once and for all with this fiction that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. But I would add this. Let's dispel with this fiction that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. Facts. Here's the bottom line. This notion that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing is just not
there
true.
There it is.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
There it is. The memorized 25-second speech.
Well, that's the reason why this campaign is so important.
To the Gang of Eight bill first.
Well, here's the response. I think anyone who believes that Barack Obama isn't doing what he's doing on purpose doesn't understand what we're dealing with here. Okay? This is a president. This is a president who is trying to...
There it is. There it is. The 25-second bite. I think it goes on a little longer than that in an uncut version. He says this is what you get from the Washington consultants, and that's all he is a product of Washington consultants. It was devastating. He was coming at the time. Marco Rubio was rising in the polls, if you recall, and he was no longer rising after. Chris Christie got through with him. That's actually why right before the election they had the town hall style thing in St. Louis. A couple of nights earlier, they came to Sandown, New Hampshire. I got to be the moderator that night, and Chris Christie was with Donald Trump because Donald Trump wanted to get the critique from Christie on how he did. They were buddies then. And Chris Christie was up on the debate stage about a week later, not the debate stage, the victory stage that night at Trump Tower when the election was called. He was there. But they didn't stay buddies for long. And if someone told me to appoint Christopher Wray as head of the FBI and I took his advice, I'd hold it against him, too, for a very long time, like forever.
I started a GoFundMe page so Joe Biden can go on a ski trip with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, stop it. That's really rude.
Well, catfights do tend to be pretty ruthless, but I've never in my worst nightmares imagined a woman punching another woman in the testicles.
It happened, man, at JFK Airport. It's a hotbed of transphobia. 339, you better hope Christie doesn't like fried clams. He could wipe out Ken's. Thank goodness Ken's isn't quite open yet. But I agree. Stay out of Scarborough, Maine. Stay out of Pine Point. Do you think he even knows what a batter-dipped fried clam is? Although I'm sure he knows what lobster salad is and clam cakes. Clam cakes, very underrated part of the menu at Ken's.
On this day in history, March 28, 1866, the first ambulance dispatched in Cincinnati. On March 29, 1866, the first personal injury lawyer billboard went up.
I know they're everywhere, but there can't be many more than there are on I-95 between Boca Raton and Palm Beach. I see about a million. I have a million choices if I ever wanted to use one every night, every morning.
Hey, Howie, all those Chinese officials are good at taking bribes. Think we could bribe them to leave us alone?
Could we bribe them to stop bribing Biden so we could get back control of our national sovereignty again? Like we had under a certain orange-haired madman?
Joe Biden lies about his ice cream, too. It's not chocolate chip. It's a case of Tutti Frutti.
Do they still make Tutti Frutti ice cream? Or has it gone the way of Fudge Ripple, which you can still get at Martell, speaking of Scarborough, Maine? Oh, man, Fudge. I could go for some Fudge Ripple right now.
We are maximizing control of the southern border for Democrats.
Yes, exactly. Let's, how long is that? Does that cut run? Okay, we'll save that cut.
Lovey, I can't believe that people are saying I have a private jet. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It's not private. There's also the pilot and the co-pilot and the stewardess and my press secretary and my deputy press secretary and my manservant Jeeves and, of course, my lucky comb coordinator Glenn. So let's not get silly here.
We still don't have the payroll for the climate envoy, John Forbes Kerry. But it's we're expecting it sometime next year, right after the election. That's when we're told it will be available to Senator Dan Sullivan and the Boston Herald and anyone else who's interested.
Africa, it's a continent where the people of Africa, Africans, live. It has countries and counties where workers eat African food like salad. And my work here is done.
Yeah, we got some of those cuts, too, from Kamala. Some word salad cuts about being unburdened. That's one of her favorite words these days, unburdened.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you like to hear a second Chump Line of the day and you didn't, or you didn't hear your message and you think it might be used somewhere else, it might be. It might be used in Chop Chumps. That's the second Chump Line of the day. Chop Chumps is posted every evening around weekday evening around 7 p.m. And it's posted. You can get the second Chump Line of the day, Chop Chumps, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie.
I've started a GoFundMe page so Joe Biden can go on a ski trip with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Now stop that. Remember he said he took his kids, he's middle class Joe, and you know, they didn't have any money. He was the poorest U.S. senator. But he taught his kids to ski when they went to, what was it, Aspen or Vail? I can't remember where. But it was a high, Vail, okay. Yeah, it was a high-end resort for Lunch Bucket Joe, the poorest guy in the Senate, who went 1 million miles on Amtrak every single day, every single day. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's always said, self-pity is not good box office.
One of the best indoor sports, feeling sorry for yourself. Sport enjoyed by all, especially the born loser.
Howie Carr. Howie Carr, the epitome of a cordial conversationalist.
Let's stop talking. We're about to bomb. That'll make me vomit.
Howie Carr is back.
Want to make a big impact without breaking the bank? Whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds or low-latency gaming headphones, Raycon's got you covered with premium audio at the perfect price point. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is what's the worst thing Biden is trying to outlaw? Internal combustion automobiles, gas stoves, air conditioners, or quick home appliances?
If you're wondering why private jets aren't on the list, that's because he's not trying to outlaw private jets, because people that he hangs out with and contribute to his campaign and run his administration all have private jets.
It's the only way to fly.
I vote for internal combustion automobiles is the worst, because we can't continue the society without them.
76% say internal combustion, 16% say gas stoves, and 8% say air conditioners.
Nobody cares about the dishwashers or the washers and dryers.
I've never even heard of quick home appliances until today.
Well, I mean quick in the sense that they would go back to the way they used to be.
Didn't know they were any other way.
See, that's you know, you don't remember a golden age in America where you could get stuff washed very quickly.
Takes about 45 minutes to dry the clothes.
I don't know. I got a new washer and dryer this year, and it takes longer than that. And people say, well, you must be fat again, Howie, if it takes longer. I haven't put on any weight. It's just I'm sorry. My dryer sucks. And the washing machine is loud as hell, too. I don't like any of it. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, how come we're still dialoguing with the communist Chinese and Iranian mullahs when they have no gender reassignment surgery in those countries?
You know what? You're absolutely right. And you know what pronouns do the mullahs use, Dennis? That's a really good point.
Hezbollah and Herbala.
That's good, Taylor. That's good.
I get a good one off every now and then.
844-500-4242. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, you know, most of what's being discussed about these school shootings is about as effective as rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. The fact is that most of these school shooters are on psych meds, the kind of psych meds which include as their side effects causing violent behavior and suicide. The medical fact that these psych meds can cause violent behavior. Now, Prozac was introduced in 1987. Within 2 years, it was the hottest selling drug in America. And so in 1989, Joe Westbecker let off, killed 8 people, wounded 12. He was on Prozac. And then if you look at Columbine, they were on Lovox, which is very similar to Prozac. Red Lake, Minnesota, Prozac, Virginia Tech, and on and on and on. And nobody wants to talk about it. But now,
well, you know, the thing is now, Bill, we don't know what this woman was on. If she was taking some kind of hormones too. On top, I assume she was on the. They said the police chief said she was under care for emotional distress. So you're probably right that she was taking some kind of so-called antidepressants. But what else was she taking? Thanks for the call. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Howie. Great
Hi.
Show.
Thank you.
I got a comment about the Tennessee shooting.
Yes.
Nashville has a professional hockey team, and on April 4th, they're going to have Pride Night there.
Yes.
And do you think they're going to have a moment of silence for the murdered, or is that just bad optics?
I don't know the answer to that question, Jim. I think that they should probably have a moment of silence for the murdered victims, the 6 victims. They have a maybe they have a home game before April 4th, and they could handle it then. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. People are saying my new LG on normal wash, two hours, 14 minutes, and it's a terrible job. Yeah, I got a, you know, people are asking me, they say, well, why are you using a dishwasher, Howie? I thought you were the last American professional dishwasher. I am. Most of the time I do the dishes by hand, but sometimes the mailroom manager puts them in. The other night she'd run a load of dishes through the dishwasher, and she's taking them out and just putting them into the sink for me to wash them because they did such a crappy job. And I said, I didn't do this. She said, I didn't say you did this. She said, it's the dishwasher. And I've noticed that in some restaurants too, some pretty good restaurants, the stuff's coming out really bad. And I think it's probably because they invested in new dishwashers and they're just not getting the job done. And this is the way. I mean, they're happy about this. I mean, do Bill Gates, John Kerry, you know, they have private jets. Do they have their own old style dishwashers that really clean the glasses and the cutlery and the dishes? I don't know. 844-500-4242. I want to play the cut where John Kennedy did another good job with Mayorkas. We got a couple of Mayorkas cuts here, but John Kennedy asked him the question that can stump every Democrat or 99% of Democrats. Listen to this cut. This is with Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary. Cut 20.
Mr. Secretary, do you agree with the president that we should ban the private ownership of assault weapons in America?
Senator, I do.
Sets
what
him
is
up.
An assault weapon?
It is, for example, an AK-47.
Can you give me a definition other than just pointing to a specific weapon? Would there be other weapons besides an AK-47 you would ban?
There very well are. And I remember when I was a federal prosecutor in the Central District of California from September 25th, 1989 to, I believe it was, April 2001.
And I thank you for your service, but if you could answer my question.
The vast majority of law enforcement officers, leaders with whom I worked were greatly in support of the assault weapons
Mr.
ban.
Mr. Chairman, you know why we get so frustrated with you? Because you won't give straight answers.
I think I just did.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Do you have a definition of an assault weapon?
I am confident there is a technical definition of what is an assault weapon, and it was assuredly used in the context of the statute that previously existed banning assault weapons.
But do you know it? See, if this were court of law, he would say, Judge, will you direct the witness to answer the question? This is why the Republicans, it's so unfortunate that they did not regain control of the Senate. 844-500-4242. So let's listen to the DHS secretary talking about the operational control of the southern border, okay? This is another cut from Mayorkas. This isn't Kennedy. I think this is Cruz talking, addressing him. Cut 9.
With respect to the definition of operational control, I do not use the definition that appears in the Secure Fence Act. And the Secure Fence Act provides statutorily that operational control is defined as preventing all unlawful entries into the United States. By that definition, no administration has ever had operational control. So the way I define it is maximizing the resources that we have to deliver the most effective results. And we are indeed doing that.
Effective results, more Democrats, more fentanyl, more gangbangers, more MS-13 coming across the border, more undocumented Democrats to go on welfare and destabilize the entire country, but most particularly red states. 844-500-4242. My dishwasher is almost 3 hours and always wet inside. Not healthy. Yeah. 508, it's most likely a combination of crappy dishwasher and green detergents. Just like paint, you can't buy any worth a damn anymore except in Mexico. Yeah, this is just, this is really, and here's Ted Cruz responding to Mayorkas for dodging all these questions. Cut, Ted.
Has the crisis at our southern border made Americans less safe, yes or no?
Senator, we are dedicated to the safety.
Has the crisis made Americans less safe? I don't want a discourse. It's a yes or no question.
Senator, we have a challenge of...
You refuse to answer the question.
Not...
Mr. Secretary, let me show you how someone doing his job answers a question in a straightforward manner. Chief Ortiz, is the crisis that is currently ongoing at the southern border making the border less safe for Americans and aliens alike? Answer, yes. One word, one syllable, three letters. That's how someone answers a question and does their job. You're being a politician misleading the American people. Let me give you a chance again. Will you show the same integrity Chief Ortiz shows? Is the crisis at the southern border making Americans less safe? Yes or no?
Senator, we have 260,000.
You refuse to answer the question. Let's move on.
Yeah, you could say a lot of this is posturing and, you know, it's just melodrama. But I'm in favor of this kind of show trial. It's not even a trial. It's just a show hearing. You know, make him sweat. And I know this is never going to appear on the networks, never appear in the New York Times, the Washington Post. But still, it's important to for some people, even if it's just us, to know how bad they are. Okay, let's listen to Kamala down in Africa. Cut 11.
In South Africa, part of the world's largest radio telescope is under construction, which will help answer some of the biggest questions of humanity about galaxies, about gravity.
You got to ask some questions about gravity. And by the way, you know, the power grid is totally collapsing across southern Africa. How is the radio telescope that's being built down there? How are you going to get any power to it? How are they going to keep it in operation with no power? As the everything in sub-Saharan Africa has fallen apart for when it comes to the power grid. It's worse than the United States, believe it or not. Okay, here's the traditional word salad from Kamala, or should I say Kamala, as Biden called her last week. Cut 12.
Innovation, I believe to be the pursuit of what can be unburdened by what has been. Innovation results in one's ability not only to see, but to do things differently. New methods, new products, new approaches, new ideas. We innovate to be more effective and to solve problems.
That's why we're getting rid of air conditioning, gas stoves, effective washers and dryers and dishwashers. And, of course, internal combustion cars, because we're innovating. We're innovating. What, you know what liberals use before they use candles to light their homes? Electricity. 844, that's an old joke, or it's become an old joke.
Ha,
Eight,
ha, ha, ha.
844-500-4242-919. The game the Democrats are playing with this country is going to bite them in the rear end. I hope so. I hope so. I haven't seen it so far. I haven't seen this silent majority, as Spiro Agnew used to call it, rising up yet. 844-500-4242. Lynn, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lynn.
Hi, Howie. I was calling about the appliances, and I just wanted to tell you when we bought our new dishwasher, my husband and I were working second shift, so we had to use a lot of plastic to, you know, heat our dinners at night and stuff.
Right.
And you have to dry all those. It runs for 2 hours and 45 minutes, and everything's still wet. So where's the electricity come from? Now you got to dry it with dish towels, which you have to wash in a washing machine that runs for an hour and a half. And then dry it in the dryer like two times. And it's like, this is ridiculous. Where's electricity come from? How are they energy efficient, I'm saying?
I agree. Why and why are they doing this? I mean, again, it's like Glenn Reynolds said in his column today, is this a war on appliances or is it a war on you? I think it's a war on all of us. They're just trying to, in every way, they're trying to make our lives more miserable. You know, that DuPont used to have this slogan, better living through Democrats. Now we have a new slogan, worse living, better living through chemicals, I think it was. But it's now worse living through chemicals. 844-500-4242, 860. Will the radio telescope be completed before the world ends in 8 years? Doesn't seem like a priority to me. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Howie, I had a Sears Kenmore. It was a piece of junk. The dishwasher wouldn't work. We bought a Bosch, B-O-S-C-H. It's a German dishwasher, and it still takes 2 hours and 15 minutes, but the dishes are dry and spotless when they come out. Just thought I'd pass that on.
You know when they had the low water use toilets, and there was a black market in toilets for a long time. I don't know if you can still get the old style toilets. The reason I'm asking that is can you still get the old style dishwasher somewhere? Can you, or do they even make the parts to fix them? If you've got an old style one and it breaks down, can you get it repaired, or are they taking? They're getting rid. Well, get rid of the parts too, so they can't replace them. Those bastards that voted for Trump. We'll show them. Make sure though they make a few parts so that all of us beautiful people on Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket and in the Hamptons can still have our dishwashers. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back.
Years and years of profit-driven radio shows, whatever, turning the base into this angry, fearful, victimized group of people.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
If the new dishwasher takes 2 hours to dry and you get PO'd after an hour and shut the piece of bleep off, is there a big energy savings? Why can't you understand this? You know what gets me is it goes for a while and then it gets quiet. And so I think it's over. So I said I'm looking for something, some piece of silverware or something that I want to use. So I think it's over. So I open it up and it's still going on. And then the mailroom manager gets mad at me because I've broken the chain, and it's just, again, that's why I do all the dishwashing myself. 844-500-4242. Patty, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patty.
I had a washing machine for my parents, and the fella at the superstore, he told me that all of the appliances coming out of Korea and China right now are predetermined to die in about 2 years. Bosch.
2 years?
2 years. And Bosch bought a factory or has set up a factory in China. If you're going to buy Bosch appliances, get the ones that say they're made in Germany, because the ones in China are not any good. And as far as washing machines for clothing are concerned, Speed Queen is the only brand made in America now down in Kentucky. And they're made to last 10, 15, even 20 years if you're kind. And they're the ones that are used in laundromats. That's what you want to look for, because the rest of the washing machine market is total garbage.
Thanks for the call, Patty. I just got the washer and dryer last year. I figured it would be good for 10, 15 years. If Patty's right, I'll be in the market probably around the time of the next election. 844-500-4242. Jordan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jordan.
Hey, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I see myself as an independent or just like a sensible person. But I'll tell you what, with all this stuff that's going on, they're making it very easy for me to vote Republican.
How, Jordan, how can you not vote Republican? They're coming after you in every direction.
I know, like, the whole thing about, like, the assault rifle and stuff like that, it's not guns that kill people, it's people that kill people. If
right.
Take away the guns, then they're just going to create a bomb and blow everybody up.
Right. It's like the greatest school massacre of all time came in, I think it was in Michigan in the 1920s, and a guy, he was angry about his property tax bill increasing, so he got this rickety old early truck, filled it up with explosives, and drove it into a school and killed hundreds of kids. You're right. I mean, in China, they have mass murders with knives. You're right. You can kill people with anything. Thanks for the call, Jordan. Douglas, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Douglas.
Yeah, I got a question about all these Democrats who are so smart, they're actually stupid because they went to a university, and it comes to about the dishwasher.
Yes, your question is?
Does the word diphtheria mean anything to you when it comes to these new dishwashers that do not do the job of taking up all the bacteria? Just
diphtheria. I had a shot against it when I was a kid. I think it killed one of my aunts or uncles back around the turn of the century. They got killed. My aunts and uncles used to get killed by, there were 13 of them. Diphtheria, whooping cough. There were all kinds of horrible. I used to ask Aunt Mabel, am I going to get any of this? No, those diseases have been wiped out, Howard. Until the Democrats. I'm Howie Carr.